Hi, my name is Ron DeFeo, and I'll be your host throughout this series that looks at all the ways we're elevating the experience for our customers and team members here at DFW. Today, we're going to talk with Gary Tomasulo, American's Chief Security Officer, and Jay Ahern, Customs and Border Protection Area Port Director for DFW. We're going to talk about touchless ID and one-stop security, and we'll do that all from right here in the Arrivals Hall at Terminal D. All right, Gary, let's go ahead and start with you.
All right.
You know, all the work we're doing here to really make our customers' time in the airport as efficient as possible can't be done without great partnerships.
Absolutely. That's the key to success here at DFW. We probably have the best partnerships in the United States. I've got Jay Ahern standing right next to me. Customs and Border Protection is one of our key partners, the Transportation Security Administration, many other government agencies, and the DFW Airport Authority. I can't forget about them either. We all work together, focused on security and the customer experience.
And we're here in the Arrivals Hall at DFW. Can you tell us about some of the investments we're making in this space?
Absolutely. One of the most important things, and I think unique about DFW, we're focused on innovation and the customer experience. There are two programs in particular that really demonstrate that. We have a program with CBP called the Enhanced Passenger Processing. It's a program that allows U.S. citizens that don't have global entry to quickly pass through the FIS. It's an incredible program. We were the first to demonstrate that here at DFW. And then the other program is One-Stop Security. One-Stop Security is a game changer. It's a program from London Heathrow to the United States. It benefits probably about 400 passengers a day, and it's for our connecting passengers. So they arrive here in the arrivals hall. Right. They have a dedicated line here at CBP to go through. They don't have to recheck their bag, and then they don't get rescreened by security.
Wow.
So incredible program that we've worked. Again, it goes back to partnerships with CBP, TSA, the Department of Transport in the UK. All of those groups work together to make one-stop security possible.
Jay, you know about these partnerships. We'd love to hear about this from your point of view. Talk to us about, you know, one-stop security from your standpoint. How's it going?
Yeah, as you look at one-stop, I think you have to incorporate the partnership that we've had with American Airlines, with DFW, and then our partners over in the UK. You know, IRBS is the real linchpin to the success of one-stop, and that's the international remote baggage screening, where bags are screened abroad, given to officers here on the front lines to be able to safely, securely understand what is entering into the United States, and then help facilitate travel through the one-stop program, using our biometric capabilities to safely, securely move travelers through the U.S.
Wow. These, of course, are beneficial to customers. Gary, you know, we are on a mission here about, you know, really, you know, amplifying and improving that customer experience. You know, how much time are these programs saving our customers?
Sure. I just want to echo one point that Jay made, you know, focused on security. Both of these programs raise the baseline on security. And then as we both focus on, and DFW does, the customer experience is critical. Enhanced passenger processing. An arriving U.S. citizen used to wait maybe 30, 45 minutes in line. Now that's down to 15 minutes in many cases.
Right.
And they're processed by the CBP officer in the matter of seconds. And then for one-stop security, that program, like I said before, is a game changer from a customer experience standpoint. A process that used to take an hour and a half is down to maybe 30, 40 minutes now.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, we talk about the outsized, you know, impact that DFW has on American's network, and we're focused obviously on American. You see all of DFW, though. Can you talk a little about what you see each and every day here at the airport?
Growth. That's what I'm seeing here at DFW.
Right? We love growth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you do. Yeah, we see about 25,000 travelers through DFW every day during a peak times. You know, we get about 120 to 125 flights in through DFW every single day on the international aspect.
Wow.
We see a lot.
Yeah.
We see a lot of people, a lot of opportunities for CBP to enhance the customer experience, to keep the safety and security of the United States at the forefront. But we see a lot. We get to leverage the technologies that CBP has rolled out in a very exciting fashion where CBP at DFW is at the forefront of most of that, with whether it's EPP rolling out first in the country, whether it's OSS rolling out first in the country, and then, you know, MPCs and then new global entry technologies. There's a lot of exciting things happening here at DFW, and that's at the partnership that we have with American Airlines, DFW, and our partners with TSA.
No, that's great. All right, we have some big ticket events coming up this summer. You know, what's the team doing to get ready?
Yeah, so we're talking about FIFA, right? That's obviously the big talk of town for the United States. We're very excited about FIFA rolling out here in the DFW area. We've done a lot of things, and a lot of it is what we've already talked on: OSS, IRBS, EPP, MPC, a new global entry program that we're rolling out and testing here at DFW. We've created jump teams to help facilitate some of the charter folks, charter flights that are going to be traveling through DFW. We're ready for FIFA. We're looking forward to FIFA and excited for the opportunity to be one of the host airports.
That's very cool. Now, Gary, when we launched the series, we were with Jim Moses, of course, who leads the hub here. And we were previewing Terminal F. We'll get to Terminal F with this show at some point here. But he talked specifically about the Federal Inspection Services facility that will be a part of that. Can you talk a little bit about what that'll do for customers?
Yes. One thing I want to focus on that we're probably most proud of between DFW, our partners here, is our focus on innovation. We are well ahead of any airport in the United States and arguably in the world when it comes to innovation and focus on the passenger experience. And we've got a chance of a lifetime. It's not often that you get to build a new FIS and a new hub, and we've got that opportunity at American Airlines and at DFW to do that. We're going to leverage those partnerships to build this state-of-the-art facility. It's going to have one-stop security. It's going to have EPP. It's going to really be a game changer to make our customer experience seamless and secure.
That's great. What about enhanced passenger processing?
I'm glad you asked. You know, for DFW, we've seen significant growth over the last 10 years. To keep up with that growth, we've had to leverage new and innovative technologies. A great example of that is EPP. EPP is one of those foundational tools that CBP is now rolling out to 17 airports nationwide, where they leverage biometric capabilities to safely and securely enhance the traveling experience.
That's fabulous. I want to talk a minute about Touchless ID. Haven't hit that yet. Where is this operating at DFW? And talk about the customer benefit for that program.
We love Touchless ID at American Airlines. It's at all 5 terminals here at DFW, and then it's at all of our hubs nationwide. It's a program that benefits, it's available to our AAdvantage customers. They have to have pre-check to use the program.
Sure.
And it's biometric technology. It takes a live video of the individual and compares it to a photo that they had previously provided to the U.S. government, either through a passport or a global entry. They don't have to take out their boarding pass. They don't have to take out their ID. It's basically their face, biometrics, and they're able to go through the security checkpoint. During the government shutdown, this saved a lot of time for our AAdvantage members because it's a dedicated line, and there's hardly any line there to wait in.
Well, there you have it. Special thanks to Gary and Jay for joining us on this episode. And as you can see, the investments are everywhere here at DFW, including one-stop security, touchless ID, and everything that we're doing as we greet passengers here in the arrivals hall in Terminal D. And good news, there's so much more to talk about at American's largest hub. So I hope you'll join me as we continue this conversation on the next edition of Forever Forward at DFW.